Boy Talk. Girls run the world. Girls. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. And we have Sarah.
Oh, hey.
It's just a standard, you know, twosome tonight.
Yes, it is. Just the traditional sexy time.
I'm okay with this. I haven't been a part of a two-person podcast in a hot minute, so it's always kind of, it's fun.
Yeah, I don't think I ever actually have been.
Well, before we start getting into today's topics, how can people get a hold of us, Sarah?
All right, we have the Facebook, which is the Broad-Cast, Twitter, at the Broadcast 999, Instagram, the Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Anywho, how have you been, Sarah? How's your week?
My week's been good. I'm so glad it's Friday. I'm going to Leavenworth with a bunch of girlfriends later today.
All right, what are you guys doing in Leavenworth?
It's two of my friends' birthdays, so I don't really know, honestly. I know we're having a big potluck today. They rented out like a townhouse.
And cool.
Yeah, making a bunch of food. Really, we want to save a lot of money, so I think we're going to eat and drink there. And then tomorrow, just kind of explore the town. I haven't been there since I first moved here, which was like 15, 16, 17 years ago.
What do you remember from it? Or what did you, do you remember doing?
It was super snowy. I remember it was super snowy.
I love it when it's snowy.
I know, it was so pretty. And I went sledding. And I think we just like explored the town. And my mom said she gave us arcade tokens so they could have a peaceful dinner. Because my brother and I were being really annoying, apparently. But it'll be different in the summertime.
Yeah, it gets pretty hot in Leavenworth. I don't know what have you checked the weather?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like 70s.
Ooh, that's just comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I'm not going to be dying or turning into a lobster.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, you'll be fine. You were just in New Orleans, which I'm imagining it was a lot stickier and muggier.
So sticky, humid, sweaty.
It's like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't know how people could live in that and get used to it.
I know. My cousin wants to move back at some point in her life to Atlanta.
Ooh.
And that's where she was for a long time. I'm just like, no, thank you.
We're going there in a few months. And
I know.
I haven't been, but you guys were there last year. And
I was sweating my boys off.
You sweat in places that you don't realize you can even sweat.
And so then you're like, I want to wear a dress, but then you have to wear shorts or something. Because let's be honest, most of us get the thigh chafing.
I even get chub rub in shorts, though.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's very not fun. Uncomfortable. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I went to my 10-year reunion last week.
Yes?
It wasn't as crazy as I built it up to be in the sense of I didn't get the party bus. I didn't do all that.
You didn't?
Did
you walk in looking hot? I didn't see any pictures.
Well, no, because I've kind of gotten to the point in my life where I feel like taking a bunch of pictures takes away from the moment. And I feel like that's because of my job being I do social media and I like it.
But
when it's like my own personal stuff, I feel like I'm at work. So I found myself not, unless I'm with my niece or with like babies, like I want them to have those pictures.
Yeah. What about like just before? Like I'm a very much like take pictures before. And so then when you're in the moment,
because I was at my parents' house, like it wasn't
you didn't
like,
take any?
No.
No. I was so excited to see you looking all fine.
No, well, so I brought a bunch of different outfits to my parents' house. I got a whole, like, freaking duffel bag full of different clothes from, like, dresses to skirts. And
did you not end up going shopping?
No, because as I'm driving down to my parents' house, I kind of thought about it. And I realized we're having it at a bar. And some people started posting pictures of just them goofing off. And one was a goofy picture of this guy. He had like a Hawaiian shirt off and he just looked very, very casual. He's like pre-funking. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh, wait, this is my hometown. And this is also a casual bar, like where just people go on a Friday night to just chill. And I was like, I can't going in all dressed to the nines. I feel like going to the club in Seattle.
Yeah,
it would have been overdressed, way overkill.
Much.
So I just wore just like shorts and tights like I normally do with some flats and a T-shirt. Like a black T-shirt.
Did you like do your hair? Do your makeup?
Yeah, I did my hair. I did do my hair and makeup up.
Okay, good.
So there
good.
Was that.
There was a little. But you're glad you didn't get the party bus. Like it would have been way too
much. Yeah, it would have been overkill.
Yeah.
It would have been a little douchey. And my girlfriend who's going to come with me, she's going to be my ride or die bitch. She couldn't because she had adult responsibilities. She's like, yeah, I have to bail, which makes total sense. And But I was like,
still lame.
I'm going to go by myself.
Did you end up going by yourself?
No. So I called my buddy up and we met like right in the parking lot. We walked in and hung out, which is funny because I thought I'd be like hanging out with him the entire time. But then we saw, like, I saw a lot more people than I thought I would that I would want to talk to.
Oh, that's fun.
So I'm chatting with different groups of people. And then people are like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm like, crap, I didn't get to hang out with you as much as I wanted.
Do you think there's anyone from there that you're going to like keep in contact with more?
Maybe. Like not some really. People like, well, some of them are, I see at the conventions because I go to a lot of conventions and they're always there. So I always end up seeing them a couple times a year.
But not any more than you'd want to.
I mean, like I want to, it's just like, I'm not going to Lake Stevens. Like it's such I have a lot of friends that are like, oh, when you're Lake Stevens, come hang out. I'm like, when I'm in Lake Stevens, I'm usually there just for my parents and I don't have a lot of time and like, you know, to go do other stuff.
Yeah, you don't just go and hang out.
I don't have the chance to like I used to. Like I want to like have a whole weekend where I can just do whatever the hell I want in Lake Stevens, but it's not always plausible. Busy girl. But I did make a new friend. She's like, "Oh, I never really knew you in high school. Like we weren't friends or anything. We were just talking like in line at the bar." And she's like, "No, I do listen to your radio show." I'm like, "Oh, thanks." And she was just super sweet and aww. I'm friends with her on Facebook. She's like moving to Maine.
Oh.
I think her name's Casey, and she's just like, yeah, if you ever come up to Maine and you need a place to stay, you're more than welcome. I was like, and I sat there thinking, looking at her, I'm like, we would have not been in the same social circles.
Totally. Did you even, like, know who she was?
I kind of recognized her face, but it wasn't like she was in my class or friends with people.
Yeah, so not even really an acquaintance.
Not really, yeah. It was just a face I remember. And she just super nice, and we would have never been friends in high school because you have all these stupid like walls up, you have these cliques,
oh totally,
you have this idea of how things should be, and so you would never like betray those. Yeah, like no, I don't want to hang out with you because you dress this way and I dress this way. It's very stupid how high school actually is, and I just kind of let myself, like I was not trying to like go by
how it used to be.
Yeah, how it used to be. I was just trying to talk to people as I went along, just trying to say hi to everybody. I mean, these are people that like I saw and I'm like, I remember like I was cool with you, but I'm talking to these people, so I don't feel the need to rush over and talk to you.
Totally, yeah.
So there's a few people that I didn't really get to talk to, if anything. I had some really good, meaningful conversations with some people.
Good.
It was fun. Like one gal, she was drunk. Like I became friends with her after high school. Like she was in my college class. And we used to study together, and we just, like, talked about life, and because we're both Hispanic, so we bonded over that. It, you know, it's like, we need to make sure people say our names right, and we need to stand up for ourselves, and it was just, like, super funny. And she's like, I admire you from afar, and I'm like,
aww, that's sweet.
Thought you guys all hated me. So I'm glad I didn't go in walking in with, like, this air of arrogancy or just douchiness. And just let it be in people that say... One thing I learned, and this may not be true for most or for other schools or other people, people are like, well, that's what Facebook's for. I'm like, no, Facebook's fake. It's
for
really fake.
Keeping in touch?
Yeah, or just seeing what people are doing. He's like, well, I'm friends with all these people from high school I don't even talk to. It's like, but you go to the high school reunion, you see the person. So it's different. It feels different. It's not the same by any means. So if you're on the fence of going to your 10-year reunion, then I just say go. Like the worst thing that can happen is you're not having a good time, you leave. You can leave whenever you want because you're an adult.
Yeah.
So.
Was there anyone there that was like, oh, snap, you got ugly, or oh, snap, you got hot? Like, anyone that was like, oh, I barely recognize you. Hey.
No, okay, it's going to sound really awful.
No, tell me.
But I was feeling very self-conscious because I was like, I was hoping to work out starting the beginning of the year, and look, it's been 6 months and I haven't done crap.
Six months flew by the way.
Right?
What the hell?
I still feel like Christmas was 2 months ago.
Seriously.
And... I was like, crap, I don't feel like I'm in my goal weight for my 10-year reunion. And I see other girls from high school, and it's like, this is just what happens to us. We get older and we gain weight.
Well, not everyone.
Some people do. Some people lost a lot of weight. Some people, you know, it just...
Yeah, some people high school, they were big.
Yeah. Like it's just very
Yeah, it fluctuates different. Within everyone.
But it's just like, on average, like I was looking at the girls. Like the girl, one girl who was the cheerleader, and she's always super cool with me. And like, I've known her since elementary school. And she was cool with me in high school. And I've run into her many times here in Seattle or in the home. And when I do go visit the hometown, and her mom was like my bus driver. And she was just always real cool with me. And she gained some weight, but she's still like cute as hell.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's what happens to us. We're not going to stay more often than not that size zero that most girls were.
I was never a size zero ever.
I don't remember when I was either.
So there wasn't anyone that was just dramatic.
Oh, there was some drama that went down I had to take care of.
Oh, Vicky to the rescue.
Kind of. I actually, as much as drama as she was, I have to thank her. And I will tell you why in a sec. So a gal I knew, like, I remember her. She was kind of in my circle of friends, friends with some people. She was always really quiet. I'm friends with her on Facebook. So over the years, I've seen where her life has taken her and all the choices she makes. And I'm very much not a sharer on Facebook. I don't post my life. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll post dumb recipes or, hey, look, I went to the aquarium with my niece.
Yeah.
Here's pictures of it because I want to be able to print them out and have them in an album one day. Because like that's just how we grew up. And she just posts every little thing of crap that goes on with her life. So I've kind of associated all her posts in my head as she's a sad sap.
Like, oh, she's had all her posts sad?
Yeah, like not sad, like not necessarily like sad, like, oh, boo-hoo, but it's like, oh, your life is sad.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like, it's a mess. And I'm like, why are you broadcasting that out there? So I kind of was a little worried, like, okay, you know, pregnant right out of high school.
Yeah.
You know, has, I think, two baby daddies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. She was all excited to be there. She seemed very energetic. I was like, sweet, that's awesome. It was nice seeing you, hun. She has her husband or boyfriend. I'll just call him husband for the sake of the story. And I'm like, cool, yeah, you guys having fun. I'm talking to other people, too. While I'm talking to the gal from Maine or going to Maine, she's like, oh, no, I kind of recognize you. She's like, oh, my God. And I didn't realize how drunk she was until she started crying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and hugging this girl. You remember me. Nobody ever talked to me, so I just thought nobody would remember me. And I'm looking over at her drink, and she's got one of those, like, bright green or blue drinks. Oh, so I'm like, you know, AMF. It's like an AMF or something ridiculous with a crap ton of sugar and a crap ton of liquor.
And different kinds.
Yeah, it's like so you can get your best bang for your buck, basically. Totally. And I've been there when I was 22.
I was there last weekend.
Sarah. Drink whiskey, soda, whatever you want to mix with them.
Whiskey, like, Diet Coke.
Yes. Diet Coke. I like whiskey ginger ale.
Ooh, yep, that's bomb too.
Which I actually introduced to some people. Like, what are you drinking? Whiskey ginger? It's good.
Can't believe people don't know that.
I know. Some people got converted that week, that night.
Good.
Like, I was drinking them all night. They were so good. But yeah, I was just like, oh, that is bad. I don't know how many of these she has had. And if she has kids, she might not go out drinking much, so it might not take too many.
Oh, totally. Because you don't make that at home. Jesus.
No. But she was trashed. And then eventually I look over, because we're at a booth, and then I'm hanging out with my buddies. She comes in with her husband, and they sit with us. So I'm like, cool, you guys are blocking the exit. Like, I can't get out of the booth. Her husband passes out, like, face first on the table. Like, he's just out.
Oh, so he was having these bright colored drinks with her.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he was knocked the hell out. And he's like, some people, when they're drunk or, like, pass out or whatever, you just slap them awake, they wake up.
Yeah.
He was stone cold out.
What time was this?
I don't remember, because I think it started at 7. This was maybe around, like, 9,
oh,
10.
Oh, man. That's too early to pass out.
It wasn't that late, I don't feel. And yeah, he was out. So I'm like, oh, whatever. They got to move them out so they can, like, get out and go to the bathroom. I turned around the booth because we were in the last booth. I'm talking to people walking by, chatting. And I see her sitting down out of the corner of my eye. And then all I hear is just, like, rustling. And, like, I see a bunch of stuff out of the corner of my eye. I turn around. She took my nachos. They were in a basket with the paper underneath.
Yeah.
She had taken the whole thing of paper and threw them. At her husband's head, just boom.
While he was passed out?
Yeah, while he's passed out on the table, and all the nachos go flying on the floor and, like, hit some of the girls in the booth behind us.
And I'm assuming this is, like, nachos with, like, cheese and olives,
like,
and
sour
sauce,
cream, yeah, everything, jalapenos and stuff.
Ew!
And I'm like, bitch, for one, those were my nachos.
Yeah,
I bought those.
For those.
I paid for those. I should have made her pay for them that night. But she was drunk as hell. I immediately went into mom mode, not, like, bitchy friend mode. And I, like, got up and I looked at her. I'm like, and I pointed at the nachos. I'm like, why did you do that? Was that necessary?
Did he even wake up?
No. And she's like, I don't know. Like a kid, like, I don't know why. I'm like, why did you do that? Why the F did you do that? It's like, you know what? You're done. You're out of here. And, like, the guy that worked there immediately came up and started cleaning him. I'm like, I'm so sorry. The girls were looking, like, getting up, getting all pissed. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. She's really drunk. She's out of here. So I'm, like, getting her out of there. I called my buddy over. I'm like, get this guy out, too. Because he's just passed out on the table. They get him out, him and another friend of mine, to the front. And he's just puking all over the front.
Oh. Like the front outside the bar?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, classy. Classy, classy,
gross.
Classy.
At least she didn't, like, hit a or throw a, like, a drink at him. Or,
right,
like, a glass.
Right.
Pint glass or something.
Because we've had experience with pint glasses to the face.
Yes. That
is messy.
In hospitals.
So yeah, I get her out of there and I'm like, okay, do you have Uber on your phone? Because we live in Seattle. Everyone has Uber on their phone.
Yeah.
Or Lyft or whatever. She's like, no. And I'm like, crap, I have to find a cab company. So I'm like Googling, calling different cab companies, but nope, not many cabs come to my hometown. They all go to Everett, which is like a 10, 15 minute drive away.
You are too nice. I would have been like, okay, go outside. You find your own ride. Bye-bye.
I was tempted, but I knew because she was sitting with us. I didn't want people to look over and to say like, oh, you just left your friend there.
Like, yeah, but it's a 10-year reunion. They know you guys aren't like all like you'd be like, they don't know. She's from my high school. I don't really know her.
I know. But like also if something bad were to happen to them, like because they could have walked. They didn't live far away. And that was the problem with a lot of the cabs. They'd ask, where are you going?
It's like, yeah, they wouldn't. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it to them to drive a mile away.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, God, freaking called an Uber and the Uber wasn't going to come by. And I was like, okay, fine. Like I had to cancel it. So it was like $5. Because we're like, oh, we'll be there in like this many minutes. I'm like, I need somebody to get them home now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, screw it. Because I had parked far away. So I had to go get my car. I wasn't really drinking because I was too busy talking to people. And so I only had a couple throughout the night. Which will lead to another point later. I get him in my car, take him to their house. Dude pukes in my car. And my buddy, we drag him off to their house, knock on their door, there's people there. It's like, yep, take him in their bed. He like throws him in his bed. He's like, do you guys have towels? Takes like their hand towels from like the kitchen and goes and like wipes it off. And
the drunk dude?
No, my buddy. He cleans it for me because he's awesome. I love him. Shout out to Sean.
What up, Sean? That's disgusting.
Yeah, he cleans it off and he like goes back to their apartment. Instead of like going into their house again, he just throws the towels at their door.
Good.
Just, there you go. And we just left. And
did you hear from them the next morning?
Yeah, she's like, thanks for, you know, everything. And I'm like, no, don't say thanks. Apologize for being a crazy bitch.
That's just, see, Vicky, sometimes it's good to not be nice.
Right.
Because I would have stayed at that party. I wouldn't have had puke in my car. I would have just been like, yo, you guys are adults. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then we went back and we had a good time. And I ended up talking to people.
That's like, cool, you guys went back.
I got to hang out with, like, who was my best friend in middle school and stuff.
Aww. And
hadn't seen her. Like, I'll see her from time to time when I go to a store, like, that she works at in my hometown. I'm like, hey, what's up? She's a manager.
Yeah.
Like, I'll see her every now and then. But I think over the last 10 years, maybe a handful of times.
That's dope, then.
So it was cool to just hang out. She had a good time. We were always the antisocial kids. So for the antisocial kids to have a good time at the 10-year reunion, I was super happy for her and like everybody.
Yeah.
So it was a good time, and I recommend everyone do it because you can always just leave.
Minus the puke nacho throwing couple.
Which, in the long run, as much as she should pay for my nachos, I have to thank her because I would have eaten the rest of the nachos. And I had food poisoning, I think, from them.
Oh, what on it?
I don't know.
Actually, a lot of that stuff could have been bad.
Could have been cheese or the sour cream. Any of
the
that.
The beans. Or the meat.
Yeah, anything. Because I think I had chicken. But I mean, it could also have been somebody who didn't wash their hands properly. So it could have been just anything. I was sick the next morning. I had to like cancel a bunch of my stuff. And I felt awful. And everyone was super understanding because like you'd never cancel for being hungover. Yeah. Or anything like that. If you had a commitment, you'd just do it. So this isn't like you. Like, I know the difference. I have an iron stomach. I can eat almost anything, but when something's bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, next morning wasn't so good. I ended up just kind of like laying down all day. I slept all day.
God, I know you said it was a good reunion, but this sounds like not a great reunion.
Those are just like
I got food poisoning, guy puked in my car, some chick threw nachos on her husband.
See, that was
but
just,
it was great.
That was entertaining. I mean, I had a good time because I got to talk to people. So like once that was over, it was fine.
Yeah.
The next morning wasn't great.
Ugh, food poisoning is the worst.
Mm-hmm. So thank God.
Are you going to go to your 20?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, if I'm still around. So weird.
It's weird to think because, like, in your head, you think, oh, 20 years from now. It's like, no, that's 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And these 10 years just flew by. There, yeah. I'm halfway there. So I'll see you guys in 10 years.
38, 37, I guess. You'll be.
Oh, yeah, 37.
Yeah. Yeah. Trippy. Almost 40.
Jeez.
You'll be going gray.
Yeah, maybe. My mom went. Well, I don't know if my mom went gray because she had kids. So if I don't have kids, maybe I won't go gray so quick. My dad barely has any grays. And he's like 53.
Compared to my dad, barely has any hair.
My dad has plenty of hair, so we're good. But I feel like let's switch up what we are doing. And because I know we're kind of doing a short podcast today because it is just the two of us.
Yes.
But stop it, phone or computer. But what is the sexiest thing a guy has ever said to you?
Ooh.
And if you need some time to think about it, got this list of 32 women who were surveyed and hey, what's the sexiest thing a guy's ever said to them? So I figured let's go through some of them. Maybe not all of them, but
let's do it. And let's see if we've been told that before or not.
All right. One girl named Sarah, age 24.
Oh, no H?
What?
H? Does she have an H?
No H.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's like me. Oh, wait, no, I'm 25. Damn it. Okay, sorry.
I'm like, you old bitch. After months of waiting and flirting and buildup, he said, I've been wanting this for so long.
That'd be hot.
That's kind of hot.
That'd be hot. That's never been said to me. Because I usually just give it up. There's no waiting.
Ooh, Caroline, 28, says, put that book down right now. I'm going to have to take it from you.
Oh, that'd be hot. I've never said that. I don't read.
I guess it also depends. Yeah, I was going to say it depends on the tone, because it's like, put that book down or I'm going to have to take it from you.
That could be like a child. Or
it could also be like, okay, put the book down. He grabs it and he's like, cool, I wanted to read it.
Yeah.
Kate says, any variation of I can't handle myself around you, or you have no idea how crazy you make me. I feel like that's like a something like teen boys learn to say
to make
like in porn, like they heard it in porn and then they try to use it in real life. I feel like, I mean, it, in the moment it sounds sexy, but out of context, it's like, oh,
oh,
a little bit.
You crazy.
This one I'm not sure about. You crave me.
Oh, I love that. Oh.
No, I think it'd be hotter. It's instead of asking kind of that question or whatever.
I would say I crave you.
It's like, I crave you. Like, I think that's hotter.
I like the I've said to people I'm having whatever your name is withdrawals. I said that. It's kind of like craving. Like, or like, oh, I'm having Sarah withdrawals. I'm like, yeah, you are.
Sounds cheesy.
I love it.
Fair enough. Whatever gets you. Lindsay says, he told me he loved my natural super curly hair because it was beautiful and sexy. Made me feel comfortable and desirable being myself. Less mature, but still sexy. He said, your butt looks delicious in those pants. I'm like, I think that's all dumb. Like, not sexy. Like, or it's not the sexiest thing someone
said. It's more sweet. My boyfriend yesterday said he, like, loves, because I didn't have any makeup on or anything. And he loves it. He's like, I love when you don't wear makeup. I love when you have sweatpants on. And, like,
that's super sweet.
And for me, I'm like, thank God, because the rest, like, tight pants and makeup and hair done, that's just so much work. So I'm glad you like me like this, because this is me.
Sorry, there's some of these I can't say.
Ooh, try to say it.
Nope.
Censor it.
You are so, you know.
Oh.
Something. You just fill in the blanks, people.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
Ooh, it says, this girl, Julie, says, it probably sounds weird, but to me, the sexiest thing ever has been when my boyfriend, he's really tall and big and I'm really small, holds my head to his chest after sex and tells me, shh. He's like, I feel so tiny and cared for, and it turned on at the same time.
That's so sweet. I love that.
I do love, like, and that's part of the reason why I kind of like dating or like being with taller guys. I mean, granted, it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Like,
but you did date like a 6 foot, like,
eight.
I've been
with two of them. Yeah,
jeez, they were huge.
Yeah, my standard, like, my boyfriends have all been, for the exception of my last one a couple years ago, they've all been, I think, about 6 feet tall, like 5'11", 6'1",
yeah,
6'2-ish. My last one was like 5'7", but he was still taller than me, so that's all I care about.
Yeah. Does it make you feel like that girl?
I was seeing someone a while back, like end of last year, and he was just super tall, but he was broad too.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like super little.
I love that feeling.
In your most bloated, like, heavy days where you feel like crap, you just still feel so tiny.
Yeah, you're like, just hold me.
And I'm just like, you can throw me around, but then afterwards it's very sweet and tender.
Yeah.
So I like feeling little.
Yeah.
Because it is a sense of like sexy, like, oh, what are you going to do to me?
Mm-hmm.
You big, strong man.
Large, but then, and in charge.
But then there's also the, like, they can actually, you know, do those things. Can you tell me how much I want you? Or can you tell how much I want you? He's like, we've been sitting at the restaurant at this point, and he had been looking at my mouth over and over again.
Oh, and the guy said, can you tell
how much I want you? This girl says, when they tell me they do stuff to themselves, thinking about them.
Oh, yeah.
That is pretty hot when it's like, oh, my God, I just did this and this because I saw this picture of you, or I was thinking about you doing this. I'm like, oh, yeah, what else are we thinking about? I think it's pretty fun.
It's sexy.
See, I'm not sure if I like this one. Oh, wait. Oh, I read the rest. Ah, yeah. it's like when he was hanging out with his friends, he texted me about an hour into it and said, I need to come see you. Can I come over? And I was worried that something was wrong. So I said, is everything OK? He said, I need to be somewhere.
Oh,
I need to be there.
There. Not out of there, but.
Yep, exactly.
That's sexy. Of you. I like that.
I thought it was when she was hanging out with her friends, because I'm like, that's a little controlling. But I reread it and I'm like, oh, OK, I see.
I think that's hot, especially when he's with his friends, because it's like, ooh, like, I wanna, you're like, still singing to me, like, you still want out. Me.
Ooh, this one's like, at a dinner party with friends, he whispered, go into the bathroom and take your panties off.
Yes! Oof. Yes, that domination that. Thing,
it's like, just, it's like, do it. And it's like, okay.
And I love that it's public.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of public stuff?
I love public. I want to do more of it. It's like tricky now. It's way trickier nowadays, especially because I'm like way more anal about getting caught. Like yesterday, like we wanted to do it and I was like, let's just go to the park. But then we were like, it was raining. So we're like, let's just do it in the car. But his car is really like, wouldn't work. So I'm like, let's do it in my car. But it like stays light out till like 10 now. So there's all these like, I don't want to, it's not worth getting arrested for. Like, I don't know if anyone would, you know? So. Mariners game, Safeco Field's on our bucket list this summer, though. We have to.
If you do, you tell me. And then,
I will.
Oh, my God. Everyone's going to freaking lose their ass.
I really want. I've always wanted to do it Safeco. And the last time we tried, it was an epic fail. There was, yeah. It just didn't work.
All right. A lot of these I can't read. He's like, when I'm making too much noise in bed, he tells me to shut up. I love it.
Dude, my boyfriend texted me to shut up 2 days ago, and I was like, I'm weirdly turned on right now. Like, I don't know why. I love it when they say shut up. I love it when they say bitch. I love it when, like, they say the C word.
Do you love it when they just say the word, like, bitch? Or if he's like, you're being a bitch, or you're a dumb bitch. Like, I love
all of it.
You like it when they're mean to you?
When they say, dude, you're being a bitch. Like, calm down. I'm like, probably am being a bitch. Thank you for putting me in my place. You're probably right. Let's do it. Yeah, I love it. Like, guys who aren't afraid to be like, because the words, I don't know, words are so, like, words don't really mean much to me. Like, if I'm being a C word, I'm being a C word. Call me, I'm C word. Like, that's fine. If I can call you a C word, if you're being a douche, if you're being an a-hole, like, cool, let me tell you that too, you know?
Fair enough. I'm more or less about how you choose your words.
Like,
because
how?
It's, because those, there's one like, hey, Sarah, you're being a bitch. Or it's like, Sarah, you're an effing bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it is the tone of voice, and it is the way, like, how it fits into the conversation. So I'm very much like, someone can easily say, it was like, I was just saying that to kind of get your attention. But I'm like, I want you, it's like, there's no reason, if they're trying to be deliberately hurtful, that's when I have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
you can more often than not tell, but then sometimes you have that, like, does he think I was being a bitch in that moment, or is this how he really feels about me all the time?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing, you know?
I guess it's like how you word it, too.
Yeah, and that's more or less what I mean.
But I think it's sexy. I don't like it when people have to, like, tiptoe over what they say, you know?
Yeah.
Like, think you can't just because some people in the world think it's wrong kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I don't. Just call me whatever you're feeling. It's okay.
All right, so let's. Yeah, but I going back to the shut up thing, like, what I've been, like, saying, the guy that I was seeing, the last guy I was seeing, very dominating, and like, that was one of the things he'd do in bed. I was just like, hey, okay. But like, sometimes, okay. Like, I have a thing where I don't like to be told what to do too much, in the sense of it's all in the way you say it. So sometimes he'd get real into being that dominating guy that it would kind of
be bossy
and piss me off. So then I'd fight back, in the sense of, I'm like, no. He's like, you should do this. I'm like, no.
Yeah, and even if, like, even if you wanted to do it, if it's like comes out wrong, it's just,
I'm
one
just
of those,
like, no.
Like, no, I'll do it.
He's like, you're being a brat. I'm like, I am. What are you gonna do about it?
So it was kind of sexy. Did it turn?
I turned it, but it was just like, if you're gonna be that way, then I'm gonna be this way, because I'm not being 100% submissive.
Mm. And so, then would he do something about it?
Sometimes spankings. Anywho,
that always solves the problem.
It's this Clementine says, when we're in public, He'll let me know that he's thinking of something very dirty by saying, I think it might rain today.
Oh, I love that.
That's cool.
I love that. That's good code. I like this code stuff. I want code. Yeah. What?
This one's hot. A girl named Andrea says, look at me. Like if the guy's like, hey, look at me.
And they just like stare at each other?
No, I mean, I'm thinking like when they're doing it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you meant like, I'm still like outside, like in a public area. Just look at me.
This one sounds kind of weird. I can't believe I get to touch you tonight.
No, that's weird.
I don't like it. I don't like it either. Mm-mm. I'm kind of enamored by how intelligent you are.
That's way too much for me.
How about, I can't say that. It's like, I absolutely melt when he says in a really low tone of voice, good girl.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd I don't know.
It kind of goes back to the domination thing. That's one of the things that we would do a lot, like depending on, because I'm more of a switch. I feel like I was naturally, so what that means.
Yes.
As a submissive, explain. Submissive is the person who's usually the one being controlled, mm-hmm. being the one told what to do. The dom is the one that's in control. And there's a lot of people that are like, oh, nope, I am just straight dom. I do not like to be submissive. I like to be telling people what to do. I like to do all this. That's all I do. And then there's ones that are like, no, I am only submissive. I only do this and that. For me, I'm a switch. I like doing both. And sometimes when I'm too much of a sub, I kind of get bored with it and frustrated with it. So I like to switch it over.
Can you switch in the middle of sex?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Depending on your partner, depending on what rules you, because sometimes your partner, you might be a switch, but your partner's not.
Okay, so then you have to do whatever mm-hmm. he's not.
So, like, I was with a guy for a while that was a dom. He was strictly a dom. There was nothing else. Last guy I was with, he was preferably a dom, but he would let me be. Like, he would be my sub if I wanted him
to. Like, in the middle? Or?
And sometimes in the middle. He knew, like, when I started acting a certain way, like, or saying certain things, then he'd immediately...
Ooh, that's cool.
...switch with me.
So you don't, like, in the beginning or in the start of it, just say you're the sub, I'm the dom.
Right? No, it's just kind of however it just kind of plays out.
Okay.
Think of it as improv almost.
Nice. Whoever just starts like whipping the other person first.
Well, it doesn't start like that. It's just like sometimes you just start making out and someone like pulls the other person's hair, and there's a special way to pull someone's hair.
Oh, wow. Can you tell us?
Yeah. I can't. This is going to be great for on air.
And
I think I've talked about it before on the podcast, but a lot of people just grab it. Like if you're just pulling hair like a little kid would,
mm-hmm.
and like you don't do that because you're just pulling, you're not doing anything. So the trick is you take your whole hand, kind of spread it out like you're doing like a wide high five.
Okay, everyone do this right now.
Wide high five. All hands. Right. So put your hand to practice on yourself if you have somebody else do it. The back of the head, mm-hmm. like at the nape of the neck,
uh-huh.
and run your fingers up the scalp.
Ooh, that already feels good just right? watching you.
And then you just like make a fist or a ball. So uh-huh. You pull hair. So you're pulling all the hair from the root.
Oh, rather so than like
then just
from,
like oh, just tugging.
Oh.
So if you have, you just go in, and that way you can control the head easier.
So it's like less whiplash.
Less whiplash. It's not. You're not pulling hair out this way.
But if you did, would you pull like that entire chunk out?
No. Like I mean, you have to have a really. You have to really try.
Ooh.
Because this is just like I'm moving your head. I'm not. It's just your hair happens to be there, but I'm not pulling your head, actually. If you want to come here, I can do it to you.
That sounds so... Oh, that looks so comfortable.
Yeah, like, it's just... So, like it's
just yank it.
So, like, if you're, you know, doing a certain doggy style, for example, a lot of guys, if you have a ponytail or whatever, they'll pull your hair, like, the whole
hair.
Yeah,
they do.
You need to grab your scalp. So have the... Yeah, so if you are in a doggy style type position, if you're the man or the person on the back, because, I mean, you could be a girl, too... You just run your hands, go from like if it's easier to kind of this is the easiest way to explain it via the radios, but run your fingers up from her nape of her neck all the way up her scalp until you kind of are palming her head basically.
Mm-hmm.
So your whole like your hands around her head, her scalp, and then you just kind of bunch it into like a ball or a fist kind of a thing, and you'll have the person's hair, guy or girl, if they have long enough hair. And
right
then,
there.
Yep. And then you can really move their head, pull it back, and it won't hurt. It's seriously, that is the most annoying thing in the world when someone just yanks on your hair. It's like, really?
Well, dude, and then you have
are
like
you seven?
All this free hair, just like, like a bunch of hair just like falling out and you're shedding for the next few days.
And she's like, thanks, buddy.
This is good to know.
Yep. I shall teach you after the podcast.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I shall demonstrate.
Ooh, this one. Open your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. For so many different things.
Right. It could even just be to like, hey, let me play with your mouth with my thumb. Just your lips. Just hey.
Hey.
Ooh, this one's interesting. Allison says, you don't touch your wallet when you're out with me. He's like, I know I'm a bad feminist and I do insist on paying sometimes, but it was just so sexy and in charge.
Yeah, that is. Do you know what's really sexy that kind of falls in line with that? The guy I'm seeing now, I don't know. I was bitching about my hair and how my roots like grown out and it's such a bitch getting my hair done, blah, blah, blah. And he offered to pay for me to get my hair done. Huh. He's like, I will totally, dude, if you want to get your hair done, I'll pay for you. And I was just like confused.
Are you real?
And in shock. And I'm like, did you just offer to pay for my hair? Like
husband?
Like it was so weird, but it's such a weird, I was like, that is so sexy. Like, and so, I think it was so nice that it was so sexy. And like, no one's ever like done that before. Uh-huh. So I was just like, wow, that was really cool. Obviously, like, I got my hair done. And I was like, hell no, you're not paying for it. But, like, just the thought was like, wow, dude, thank you.
It's like, aw. My boyfriend is a really big, tough guy from Jada. And sometimes when we're out, he'll whisper in my ear, I need you tonight, okay? It's like, I absolutely crumble inside. I love it so much.
That's kind of hot.
That is. It's hot, but it could also be very like sensitive.
Sweet. Yeah. Sweet. Like, how do you need me exactly?
It's like it's
all the ways.
All the ways. And I think that's the last one that I dug on this one.
What about you? What's the sexiest thing someone said to you?
I can't really pinpoint one specific one just because all of these have been like very similar to a lot of the things I've heard. One of my favorite things. Okay. I don't like saying, let's make love. I think it's the most...
Don't say it like that ever.
I think it is the worst phrase ever. It just sounds super cheesy. And
I love it. I don't really say it that often, but I love it.
But like everyone knows... It's funny because even if you don't call it by that term, everyone knows what that kind of sex is. It is very much different. You can have it with somebody... Like when you're... Let's say you've been married or dating the same person for many years... Not every time you have sex is going to be that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have like headboard banging, crazy. I had an awful day in the office.
Right.
Just sex.
Or just like a quickie, bada bang, bada boom, done.
But there is something about that kind of sex. It's more intimate. It's not necessarily romantic. A lot of people also think it requires candles and rose petals. It's like, no, it's...
Just involves two people that really love each other.
Yeah, sometimes. But like sometimes there's this weird connection. Like you'll, out of nowhere, you're just kind of... Where you're sitting on the couch and you just kind of look at each other and you just can't stop looking at each other. And it's just without saying a single word, you connect.
Yeah.
And then you have sex and it's passionate and awesome and like weird because you're connecting in mentally and emotionally and you didn't mean for it to happen, but it usually just kind of happens out of the blue. Sometimes you can kind of plan it or kind of make it happen, but
it's way better not planned.
Yeah. It usually just happens. You're like, oh my God, that was amazing. But I hate that term, making love.
What do you call it? Do you have a different...
Yes. And so it took me a while to figure out what term to use. And so when a guy says it back, it's just, or says it to me in the first place, it gets me turned on. It's like, let's get lost together. Or I want to get lost with you. Mm. Let's get lost.
So like, did someone say that to you? Yeah. And that's when you were like,
well, I don't remember. I think it was with my last real boyfriend. I think we would say that. Because I mentioned something like, I hate this term. And it's like, what can we call it? And so we kind of were discussing it and then we said it and it just fit.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's my favorite way to describe it. It's like, let's get lost.
So can you, now is that going to be your thing with anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not just like
it's
him.
It's not a specifically him thing.
Okay.
It's just, it fit. It works.
Good. I like that.
I think it's more romantic. It's sweeter and it's not, you know... Like, when you say making love, I feel like it's, like, the Hallmark card version.
I love it. I think it's so, I don't know. I love love, and I love the word love. Like, I've always. So, I think making love is, like, don't know, it's sweet to me.
It's been ruined because I think of like the cheesy, like sexy music they put in like 80s movies. Well, not the porn movies, like the actual movies.
What? Who watches those?
Yeah, where the girl's wearing like a lacy, like floor length teddy.
Why does it be floor length?
Because it's the 80s. Okay.
No, let's chop it off.
Just that kind of stuff. Just,
I will admit though, I like say let's F and let's like you throw a dog a bone, you know? Yeah. Like I say those two phrases way more than I say like let's make love or let's have sex even. Like I
well, like, it
like makes... I'm so just like, dude, let's
do you wanna do it?
Yeah.
I've done that before.
Hey, you wanna do it?
I may or may not have done that before.
Now I want to.
It's like, I think I had one where I was hanging out with somebody. And they come over. I'm like, so what do you want to do? He's like, you. I'm like, okay.
Deal. Good answer.
Let's go. Naked.
Here we go. But we want to know, like, what's your sexiest line you either, like, told someone or you've, like, heard from someone? Has to do with sex or has to do with, like, something else that you just thought was like super sexy.
So get lost with me. Like when a guy says that's probably up there. But I'm trying to think other like yeah the same. I'm conflicted. Like the whole like look at me. Like especially when you're doing certain activities, it's just like dude, I'm doing this for you right now.
Oh no, you mean when you're down there?
Yeah.
And they're like, look at me. No,
like,
no, I have this much hair for a damn reason. So you don't look at me and I don't look at you because I'm not trying to have eye contact doing that.
I hate when the guy suggests, can you be on top? I'm like, oh, I will definitely be on top. But I like doing like a reverse cowgirl while they're laying flat. I think it's
more
fun.
I love being on top.
I don't like being on top looking at them. Because then I'm like, you're getting all the unflattering angles right
yeah.
here, man. I do not, like, at least if I am turned around, you got booty.
Booty.
Just like
back.
Booty bouncing.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I love being on top just because, like, that's where I feel like.
You get your groove?
I get my groove on. And I've told the dude I'm saying, I'm like, dude, I'm sorry if it feels like I'm using you. Because sometimes when I'm on top, I really do feel like I'm just using you. Like, I feel like it's all about me. Like, I'm controlling really kind of what's happening. But then I always, like, just try to, like, not think that he's, like, looking at all my roles going up and down.
You have any freaking A.
Yeah. And trust, I get that double chin, trust me. Trust me when I turn the camera and it's facing me, you know?
It's like, ugh.
Is that what I look like? Yes.
No, my favorite definitely is doggy style. But then I kind of get that same too. I'm like, I hope you don't think I'm using you, but half the time I like bringing in devices during because it's like I'm selfish. That's how I explain it to him. It's not that you're not good enough, but I'm selfish. It's like, hey, would you like some ice cream? Sex is ice cream. It's like, it is amazing on its own.
But
I want the toppings. It's like, why wouldn't I? Like, I would have ice cream all the time. But if you're saying I can have ice cream and cookies,
shoot,
why wouldn't I add a cookie?
Plus, I feel like a lot of guys, like, they encourage
some
toys.
Some guys do. Some guys get intimidated or they don't feel like they're good enough.
Oh.
And so you have to sit there and reassure them. It's like, no, dude, like. You are doing a lot better than I would be doing if I had all the devices that would kind of be like you.
Yeah, the real deal's better.
Yes, I'm like the real deal is pulling my hair and it's hitting all the right angles and doing great. I'm just adding a little bit of cookie crumbles, a little bit of sprinkles and the whipped cream on top to this amazingness. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to have a freaking great time. And I will probably want to do it a couple of times.
Hell yeah.
And then you have fun. You do whatever you want.
And if you wanted to bring any toys in, whatever, go for it.
Yeah, we can discuss.
If you want to have sprinkles and cookies too, sure.
Like, yeah, do you want to, I could wear the sexy outfit. I can do, you know, if you want to wear this or do that, well, let's do it.
Hell
yeah. Just let me have my thing.
That is not making love.
That is not. I don't do the making love often. Damn it, no. Now I want to go have sex.
I thought now you were going to say now. I'm like, now I want ice cream.
So I think this is a good place to wrap it up.
All right.
Yes. We learned a lot about each other, Sarah.
We did. And we want to know about you. Do you like the term making love? What kind of sexy phrases have you heard, or do you tell people?
What's a huge turn on? Like, what is just a phrase or a couple
that
words?
That just gets you going.
But yeah, we'll be on next week, and we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.